In the lunchtime edition, government overhauling its system for dealing with children who run afoul of the law. A new child justice bill is tabled in the House of Assembly. The Minister of People Empowerment hits back at critics of his child protection bill. A child rights activist responds, and another explains why she thinks there are major flaws in the new legislation. Event venues report solid bookings from promoters as the pace of fests increases with crop over approaching. Beverage distributors also seeing brisk business as sales accelerate in what's expected to be a stellar year for events. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. As we said, government overhauling this country's system for dealing with children who run afoul of the law, including diverting them from court where possible, using alternatives to confinement, and finding ways to reintegrate them into society. The plan has been outlined by Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Arams as he introduced the Child Justice Bill in the House of Assembly today. The bill forms part of a suite of new child-focused legislation that includes the Child Protection Bill that was tabled in the House last week and which was today referred to a Joint Select Committee of Parliament for further review. Mr. Abrams outlined some of the broad objectives of the Child Justice Bill. He stressed it's a more modern approach to the issue.
We seek here to establish a modernized approach to handling children who are in conflict with the law, and that is a phrase that we choose to use rather than juvenile offenders or whatnot, which carries a certain stigma on it. We try to, in our wording and in our structure, emphasize the positive outlooks that we're trying to make and try to stay away from stigmatizing our children. So we're trying to establish a modernized approach to dealing with children who are in conflict with the law by establishing, sir, a system of assessment to ensure the child is properly assessed by a court in proportion to the offense committed.
He details some of the new methods to be used.
We establish a diversion mechanism which enables the court to remove the cases of children who are in conflict with the law from formal court proceedings. It's also incumbent to ensure that children who require care and protection, which can better be dealt with under the Child Protection Act, are diverted to proceedings under the Child Protection Act. We also look at different forms of sentencing, sir. So community-based sentencing, restorative justice sentences, and corrective supervision. There also is provision for the operation of secure residential facilities for the detention of children who have committed serious offenses, the establishment of a reintegration board to facilitate the early release of a child from a secure residential facility.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams. Meantime, the Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey wrapped up debate on the Child Protection Bill, which was introduced in the House of Assembly last week and now heads to a Joint Select Committee of Parliament for further review. He rejected criticism of the legislation, claiming such detractors are just plain politics.
It is a kind of a contradiction and a hypocrisy, sir. But unfortunately, it is also a short-sightedness, because there is really nothing inherent in the convention that is dangerous. But men now have set themselves, their sights, sir, solely on achieving political office by criticizing anything that falls in their way, even themselves, sir, to gain political office. And that they who criticize should ask themselves who ratified the convention in 1990, and to state their objection to their own party's ratification.
Mr. Humphrey again insisted that parents' rights are not being taken away.
I encourage them, in fact, I challenge them to pull the legislation that currently exists. Show me the rights of parents in that legislation. To pull this legislation and to show me where we have taken away any single right of parents in this legislation. And I go further, sir, when they fail at it, because they will fail at it, I will then show them all of the things we put in to protect parents in this legislation.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey, when we return, child's rights active advocate Felicia Dujon denounces what she calls erroneous claims by the minister. This is The Latest. Music. Child's rights advocate Felicia Dujon has denounced what she calls erroneous claims by the Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs about the Child Protection Bill. Ms. Dujon believes that while the minister identifies her as someone that wants to create animosity, every citizen has the responsibility to speak about various issues.
That idea of constructive ambiguity that is in this child protection bill, and as I said before, we can go through it. Part one that speaks with interpretation, it speaks clearly of care responsibility, and what it does also, and I think the minister says, it's nothing about medical procedures, but it's very clear. Anyone who picks up the document can see it speaks about treatment. It speaks about what is in the best interest of the child. And my question to the minister, who determines what is in the best interest of the child? Is it the state? Is it the medical practitioner? Because it does not speak about any parental rights.
Meantime, child rights activist Dr. Marsha Hines-Myrie, speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program, indicated her concern about what she sees as several flaws in the legislation, especially in relation to the proposed new Child Protection Authority.
You, as the leader of that authority, will have oversight over the spaces, homes, whatever we call them, that children who are in the care of the state will be in. I think it is a significant conflict of interest for that same director to also be the one who is responsible for taking the complaints of children who may be inside of those spaces.
But so even you're saying this person should be independent of the authority. They shouldn't be an employee of the authority.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
Child rights activist Dr. Marsha Hines-Myrie. There heavy bookings for entertainment locations ahead of Cropover 2023. Operations manager at Highgate Bar and Restaurant, Keisha Brown, tells Starcom Network News they're already up to 80% fully booked as bookings run up to the end of August.
I can say partially booked for the season. I have an event on all of the Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. I am talked to two other persons for Saturdays and Mondays for the season. This is starting from June, the beginning of June, all the way down to the end of August. I can definitely say we are on a rebound. As early as March, I have seen stuff start to pick back up for both the food and the beverage at Highgate.
Operations manager at Highgate Bar, Keisha Brown. Meantime, country manager of Banks Holdings Limited, Shafia London, says beverage sales continue to be steady and increasing as the crop over season approaches.
At BHL, we are currently in crop over mode. We have already started with our own event, Deputy Bear Vibes. We are also cognizant that persons are excited to be outside again. In terms of sales are steady. The requests for sponsorship, they have been rolling in, and we will continue to partner with the National Cultural Foundation for Kaduma Day. So we are obviously happy to continue to make such a great contribution to the island's culture, festivities, and events. Cropover is one of our most active times of the year, and we are confident that this year will be no different, and we would continue to support all of the events.
And the marketing and communications manager at Atlantic Marketing, Kobe Brooms, also reports an uptick in sales.
Sales have been rising steadily as we move into the summer season. We have seen an uptick in Barbadians coming to get some additional beverages for their events and also for their activities. So we've seen an increase in smaller shops doing some more promotions and also some larger scale events. We have seen some increases on some of our brands, such as Blue Water and Root Boy and so on. So we are looking forward to a busy summer period.
It's marketing and communications manager at Atlantic Marketing, Kobe Brooms. Ghana's acting police commissioner, Clifton Hicken, is assuring the public there that the outcome of the investigations into yesterday's fire that resulted in the deaths of 19 school children will be made public. Meantime, preliminary indications are that the blaze had been, quote, maliciously set, unquote. Mr. Hicken said that DNA testing will be conducted expeditiously to identify 13 bodies that were charred, while postmortems have been completed on 6 of the bodies. The acting deputy fire chief, Dwayne Scotland, said the fire was lit in the southwestern end of the building, which rapidly consumed the structure. Our top stories. The Barbados government overhauling its system for dealing with children who run afoul of the law. A new child justice bill is tabled in the House of Assembly today. Meantime, the Minister of People Empowerment hits back at critics of his child protection bill. A child rights activist responds and another explains why she thinks there are major flaws in the new legislation. Event venues report solid bookings from promoters as the pace of fets increases with crop over approaching. Beverage distributors also seeing brisk business as sales accelerate in what's expected to be a stellar year for events. And Guyana police think there was deliberate intent behind the fire that killed 19 secondary school students. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.